Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah.
Hi, my name is Francesca.
And this is Developer's Intro to Data Science. In this video, we're going to tell you a little bit about who we are, who you might be, and what the goal of this video series is. My name is Sarah Guthels. I'm a Principal Program Manager at Microsoft. I'm obsessed with teaching and learning tech, whether that be for kids learning to code for the first time or developers who are interested in data science. I go to Disneyland anytime that I can. I'm a spouse and a mother to a two-legged toddler and four-legged children, two cats and two dogs. The best place to find me is on Twitter.
Hi, everyone, and my name is Francesca Lazzeri. I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft and I lead a team of cloud advocates and data scientists. I'm in love with machine learning and operations research since I was a child, but I'm also in love with art and jazz music. The best way to find me is on Twitter.
So for this video series, I'll be representing the developer who knows that data is important, but has no clue how to get started, which isn't far from the truth.
And I will be the machine learning scientist who knows that data is very, very important and actually knows how to get started. This course is for you if you have already a little bit of experience in coding in a text-based programming language such as Python, JavaScript, or C#. If you have experience as a developer, so for example, if you build already an app from start to finish, or if you have completed a coding course or a bootcamp, and most importantly, if you're really looking forward to get started with data science. For example, if you partner with data scientists in your everyday job, if you want to become a data scientist in the future, and also if you have to make data-informed decisions for your work. For this series, we have a few goals in mind. First of all, we are going to explain you why data science is so important. And we're going to do so by explaining you what is data science, how you can get involved, how it can help development. Then we are going to explain you how you can do data science. So we are going to explain you how you can explore and prepare your data and how you can elevate to use different machine learning algorithms. Finally, we are going to conclude explaining you how to stay ethical with your end-to-end machine learning and data science solutions.
As you can see, we have a lot of topics to cover in this video series. We're going to start with that high-level explanation of data science and machine learning algorithms, jump into VS Code, which you might be familiar with as a developer, move into the Azure Machine Learning workspace within the Azure portal, and end it not only with a discussion on ethics, but how to practically integrate ethics into your solution. And we definitely have a lot of useful resources for you. All of these are linked down in the description below. The GitHub repository has all of the code that we're going to write throughout this series, so you can try it out on your own at home. We also have a collection on Microsoft Learn with some of our favorite Learn modules if you want to continue learning. And we just have a number of cheat sheets, docs, and Learn modules that we think are most important for this video series. Be sure to check them out before, during, and after.